Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. I wait for the point every week.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Oh, wait, no. Fallout bad. That's not bad. How's it going, Brandon?
I'm all right. I'm a little tired today.
Yeah.
It's Sunday morning. We're recording again because things happen and...
Yep.
That's the way it goes, and I'm going to have some coffee, and I don't know.
You're dancing with the coffee right now.
Coffee does make everything better.
It's true. That is what we are drinking, what we are both drinking, black coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just not even anything in it.
Not right now.
Probably next cup for me, but no, I was tired as well, so coffee.
Yummy, coffee.
That was the Yoshi singing about coffee?
Yeah, maybe, I don't know.
Oh, I was like, you're either going for Yoshi or Jar Jar. Yeah, because you do a good Yoshi, but that one was like a little, not quite the same.
Mm.
Maybe because you're singing about coffee.
Or Smeagol.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, mm. Is it precious?
Mm. Coffee is precious.
Is what I'm saying. Okay, well, that's what we already established, what we were drinking now. Do you have a nerd thing this week?
Well, I think the main nerd thing is kind of be what we're talking about today anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Because we went to the comic convention
yeah.
last weekend, which is why we didn't have an episode, but we knew that
yeah.
Ahead yeah, yeah. of time. But more specifically, it is Star Wars weekend. May the 4th was on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And, I got a Star Wars themed tattoo at the convention.
Yay. And I posted in our stories, but I posted it like in a post as well. So if you follow us on Instagram, you have seen it. I posted it yesterday for Star Wars Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might take a better picture when it's like fully healed.
Yeah.
It's mostly healed now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's really close.
It healed pretty quick.
Yeah. I'm actually impressed because I've gotten several tattoos and
mm-hmm.
yours is healing quite quickly.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
Comic Expo was like a big nerd highlight for sure. It is also this last week on Wednesday, and the newest update for Dreamlight Valley came out. And so I finally got to play that Friday and Saturday. Going to be later today as well. And we finally have Daisy and Oswald.
Hooray!
Well, it is very cool. I was, like, really angry that Daisy wasn't in the game.
It was kind of weird.
Donald, like, runs around throwing tantrums, and everyone on social media was all upset about it. And I'm like, he misses his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have Daisy, and that's
and
good.
He still throws tantrums.
He does, but she kind of throws them too, and it's funny, and yeah.
Ducks.
Duh, I guess so. But I unlocked Oswald last night, and it was, the way they do it is really funny. He's in the expansion thing, so.
Yeah. Cool.
He's really cool. He's funny. Even Merlin doesn't know who Oswald is, because his time predates even Merlin.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Yeah, but it's very cool, and he, like, turns things black and white. Anyway, it's cool. It's a good story. The storyline makes sense, putting Oswald in there, which I like. Yeah, anyway, fun. Okay, so before we go, this is kind of news, but also normally before we go to the news, we have, like, if there's a new show, if there's a show that we're watching that's Star Wars or Marvel, but we got a new trailer that I thought we could talk about for Acolyte.
Second trailer.
Mm-hmm. For May the 4th it came out.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm.
They're trying to keep the Star Wars hype alive. I don't know. Even Star Wars Days at the Parks are kind of underwhelming.
We're going to talk about that too.
Yeah, I know. It was okay. I think I liked the first trailer better, but got to see a few more clips, and I'm interested.
Yeah, the first one felt more teasery. This one told us more, but I liked the tone of the first one. It was very mysterious, but yeah.
Well, not really. I wouldn't even say super mysterious,
really?
But it was better themed, and it like felt like Kung Fu Star Wars, whereas this one just kind of, I don't know, just was there. You got to see more of the villain. The villain looks pretty cool, though.
Yeah, the villain looks really cool. The helmet. Oof. If you haven't seen the trailer yet, you should definitely go do that, because the helmet alone is cool. It's cool.
It's cool.
It's cool. Okay, let's head to the news. Disney A News Update. Okay, so since we've kind of have a two-fold main topic, some of the news and stuff like that will go that because Star Wars and everything like that is going to talk about in the two-fold main topic.
Okay, that's a funny way to say that, but I get where you're coming
hey,
from.
I haven't finished my cup of coffee yet. Right.
See, I can tell.
So, since it is now May, the...
Yeah, Critter, all month.
All month, yeah. Mm-hmm. Critter Country is closed, basically, now.
Bye, Pooh.
I like that area. It was the most jarring in terms of the construction that's going on.
Well, it was a pretty narrow when you got... Yeah. When you got Splash Mountain there closed, and it's a dead end anyway when there is no construction, and yeah... I could see that. Now it's just a straight construction wall from right from Pirates all the way all the way to Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah, so I don't know. Hopefully this is quickly. I don't have a whole lot of hopes. Disney has a habit of delaying.
But what?
I know.
No way.
But fingers crossed. Tiana's Bayou Adventure though in Disney World is like I think all the scaffolding is even gone.
Yeah, that thing is basically ready. They've been running people down it, so like the ride works.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Any day now, which is good. You kind of need a water ride in, mm-hmm. in the Florida summer, so
right
seems appropriate.
Yeah, it throws me off because it keeps snowing here.
Yeah, we've had a kind of messed up spring.
Yeah, but like yesterday was really nice, so I don't know. It's spring in the mountains in Canada, I guess. But anyway, yeah, they said by summer, so it's looking like they're on track. So that is optimistic anyway. There was a bunch of stuff for May the 4th, merch and stuff like that came out in the parks. My personal favorite is the Stormtrooper helmet. Popcorn bucket, Stormtrooper helmet, popcorn bucket. Yes. This one was originally announced with Season of the Force, but they kind of had like the Jabba the Hutt popcorn bucket for the first part, and now they have the Stormtrooper bucket for the second part. So that's pretty cool. They also, it is the anniversary of Phantom Menace. So they had a bunch of Phantom Menace merch as well.
Don't say what year, because I know what year, and it's very depressing.
I won't then. It is the anniversary of it.
It starts with the 2, and doesn't end with the 0, no. So that's not great.
I just said anniversary. I wasn't even going to.
Mm-hmm.
Pym's Test Kitchen and Pym's Tasting Lab and Avengers Campus are getting new items. Basically, we have a bunch of summer stuff coming out. In May as well. So we have
May is the unofficial start of summer. True. That's like when the summer movies start coming mm-hmm. out. And yeah, that's makes sense.
Yeah, well, and schools are out at last week of May in the States.
Yeah, they get June is mm-hmm. full on summer break for mm-hmm. the southern folks.
Yeah, so they have Season of the Forest food. And they have Pixar fast food, and now they have the summer food coming out. So there's like just a whole lot of menus.
So we're eating well, is what you're saying.
We are going to be eating well. There's lots and lots of Pixar fest news in the parks. The most exciting one to me is that when you meet Doug now, you've been able to meet Doug for a long time, but now he talks, which is pretty cool because he's a talking dog. But other than that, like, we'll talk mostly the Pixar stuff later.
Which is interesting because Disney kind of has a unwritten rule that, like, the big head mascots, mm-hmm. the costumed mascots never talk.
Yeah.
So they kind of broke their rule with this, but it makes sense.
Yeah, that's, like, his character, though, right? So it does totally make sense. Do you have any news? So the other news was the Acolyte trailer, but we talked about that one already. Marvel, Star Wars.
It's all waiting for Deadpool to come out. Yeah.
Next week we're going to talk a little bit about where the Marvels are at as we wait for Deadpool. And like we finally watched the Marvels, stuff like that. So we can talk about that next
week. I do think they, because Acolyte's coming out this June. I think they announced, I don't know the exact dates, but Skeleton Crew, the other one with Jude Law, the other Star Wars series, is going to be coming out in the kind of Mando time slot in December.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's when all the Mandalorian seasons had been released. So I guess that's
right.
What they're going with that, that could be good. I don't know. We haven't seen anything from it yet.
I'm looking forward to hearing something about it anyway. Yeah, cool.
And Deadpool is the only Marvel film coming out this year, but they're back to having a full slate next year.
Right, and yeah, we've been saying since we watched Marvels, we wanted to do a quick episode kind of talking about where the MCU is at right now and looking at Deadpool and potentially what timing kind of looks like now. So we talk about that more next week, but I'm really looking forward to Deadpool. Me and everyone else, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. We shall see.
I am way more optimistic about this than you are.
Yeah.
You're just used to getting let down by superhero movies and...
Well, I don't know. We'll see.
There's a lot riding on it, I guess.
There is. And then even if it's good, it doesn't necessarily translate to everything else either.
But he's Marvel Jesus.
Yeah. It said so in the trailer.
It did. Okay, let's go to the main topic.
What's in the bag?
It's not a head, it's just content. Disney A grab bag. Okay. How about a nice little segue here before we get really into expo conversation? How many Marvel outfits did you see being cosplayed?
Much less than most years, which is, that's kind of what I was referring to as. There was definitely still a fair number, especially on the Sunday, there was more.
Yes.
Because the way they have this con set up, it's a 4-day thing, and on each day they have different kind of cosplay meet and greets, so you'll see people theming their costumes to that, or based on the panelists, you'll see more based on the characters that they are portraying, so... Whatever, but definitely a lot less. Also, just a lot less superheroes in general. Only saw maybe a mere handful of Batmans, Jokers.
Which is crazy. So, actually, I did see a guy doing Nurse Joker. That's always a good one. Only one, though. That's usually you get together a huge group of them.
Superhero cosplay was way down.
Definitely.
Fantasy cosplay was way up.
Oh, yes.
To be fair, there was John Rhys Davies was there from Lord of the Rings, obviously.
That's true.
And the voice actor, the award-winning voice actor from Baldur's Gate 3 was there. And so there was a lot of Baldur's Gate cosplays.
Especially of him.
yeah. So it makes sense.
Yeah, it does. But we both noticed the significant change. Used to be a lot. Well, I mean, especially Marvel, but a lot of all. But yeah, the only one that made a reasonable showing, or typical showing, I should say, was Spider-Man.
Yeah. Spider-Man is evergreen and going nowhere. You'll be able to make Spider-Man movies. You just gotta wait a couple years and just do another Spider-Man.
Yeah, I guess so. And there was lots of, well, I shouldn't say lots of, but more so than the other ones, Sylvie and Loki.
Loki was the most popular Marvel character that I saw, for sure. And not just because I wore a Loki cosplay.
Do you want to talk about our cosplay, or do you want to talk about an overview first?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay, let's talk, well, you kind of mentioned that there was a theme a day, sort of. Or at least you saw it, it seemed that way.
Yeah, so it's a four-day con. On the Thursday, it's kind of a half-day kind of preview night. We got in late because I have this thing called a jorb. Did some shopping that day, and it was very casual. Then Friday, the first full day, they have a big parade in downtown Calgary.
Yeah.
And you can see CBC has a whole video of it. Mm-hmm. And it's very cool. Like, everyone that's in it, they have the celebrities that are around the Friday, and they drive them around in a car. But most of the people in the parade are just other convention goers in cosplay. And
so I was in it a few years ago, and I was just like, cool, I'm going to do that. That's something I'm going to do this year. Yeah. It's fun to do.
So, yeah, you can go in it if you want and wear your cosplay, but I kind of just like watching it because you get to see everybody's really cool cosplay, and if you're in it, you only hang out with the people as they're in front and behind you, right?
Yeah. So that is the one. It is fun to do, but you have to understand you're not going to get to see everyone's. So.
Right. You get to... It all marches towards the opening ceremonies, which is open-air little amphitheater that they gather at. But the weather wasn't very good. It was a little chilly.
It was, and I was in shorts and a t-shirt, so...
Yeah, and end of April, you never know what kind of weather it's going to be. Mm-hmm. We've had everything from snow to plus 30, so...
Yeah, I've gotten sunburned other years. Yeah.
You never know. So it was a little chilly. It was okay, but the parade was fun, and then I had to rush off and get my tattoo that morning. Yeah,
so what was our theme, first of all, for Friday?
Friday, we were Barbie.
Yes. You made a great patriarchy, Ken.
I did. It was fun. I had a fur coat hanging out from another costume years ago.
Yes.
So I just wore that and got some...
A vest with tassels. My personal favorite attention to detail, though, was the horse medallion.
Yes, I did get a horse medallion online.
Yeah, it was great.
Very appropriate and silly.
Exactly. We were there with your parents, and your mom was Weird Barbie, which was super fun, and your dad was Cowboy Ken. It was good. I liked the bright pink fanny pack that he had. It was great. And then you had a fanny pack that had Ken in big letters. And then I was Alan.
You were Alan.
I was not the only Alan who was there that day.
There was actually more Alans than anything else from Barbie.
It's true. I thought that was, like, super funny and clever.
There was... Okay, maybe not quite. I did see, like, a small handful of Rollerblade.
Yes.
Barbie and or Ken.
Yes.
But a lot of Alans, because it's funny.
It is funny.
And it's easy. It's just a shirt. Yeah. Like, whatever. So, yeah. Alan. There you go.
Alan is great. But that worked out well, because you just had to take the fur coat off, and your vest worked well. You got your tattoo.
Yeah, my tattoo artist was like, hey, this is a very convenient cosplay for getting a tattoo.
You're like... Almost like I planned that.
And I was like, yeah. Because it was a Star Wars tattoo, and I was thinking about wearing my Star Wars cosplay, which we wore. We did Star Wars the next day because there was a bunch of Star Wars panels, us and everyone else.
Yes.
But that was like full robes, and that would have been very awkward to try and take off.
Yeah.
To get a tattoo.
Yeah, when you said it, you're like, no, we should do Barbie this day. I'm like, but... Star Wars tattoo, Star Wars day. Yeah, I did not think of that, but you did, which was great.
And it also worked out because of all the panels.
Yeah, there was a very Star Wars heavy on the Saturday.
So they had a couple actors from the Ahsoka live action show. The evil witch lady.
Oh, yes. She's cool.
She is cool. Well, she... She's Bruce Lee's niece,
which is insane.
I did know that, but I don't think you did.
And no, she, I knew you had told me that she, like, had experience in like martial arts,
big martial arts background, which you can tell when you watch that show. She's totally. Like the one doing the best choreography and all that. Like,
we commented on that during that. You're like, oh yeah, they the way they shot it, you could tell.
Yeah, they're kind of showing off her skills.
Like, but yeah,
and then they had the guy that played Ezra live action, and they had a panel together, and that was really cool. And she was talking about doing martial arts with Uncle Bruce,
and I was like, Uncle, wait, what?
Wild.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And then they had the voice actors from
Clone Wars,
Rebels, so the guy that does the voice for all the clones.
Like everything, apparently, and everything else.
And everything, because he was in another voice panel on another day.
Yeah,
and
we really enjoyed the Clone Wars one, and we saw that he was in one for the Fairly Odd Parents on the Sunday, and we're like, oh, we should go to that, because I just loved the voice actor panels. Actually, all of them
are great. I would suggest, if you're ever going to a convention, and you're not sure, like, you go to the panels with the big name
Of course.
Actor, actresses from the big stuff. But if you want to be really entertained, go and find a voice actor panel.
Oh, that was amazing.
Especially, like, veteran voice actors.
Oh, yeah.
Because they will just slip into their voices, and it'll be the funniest, most entertaining thing you've ever seen. I've been lucky enough to see quite a few voice acting panels over the years, and they are always very fun.
What was the one you were telling me about where he was arguing with himself?
So when I went to San Diego Comic-Con years and years and years ago, I went to a voice actor panel, and there was a few, but the one guy does the voice for Bender on Futurama,
right,
as well as Marcus Fenix in the Gears of War game.
Which is an odd combination.
And, well, yeah, completely different voices, but he was having a conversation with himself using those two voices. And it's just really funny.
Right. It was awesome. That's awesome. So I really enjoyed, of course, I really like Ashley Eckstein. And I really enjoyed that panel a lot.
She really digs being Ahsoka.
Totally.
And yeah, is like super into it.
You know what? And I really liked, we saw a couple actors or celebrities who have just really embraced their role. And she was one of them. The other one was on Sunday, and I'll talk
about
that.
Yeah, we're getting there. Yeah. But the first panel right after I got my tattoo was in that vein as well. John Rhys Davies, who's been around for a long time and was a major, major part of Lord of the Rings, obviously, as Gimli. But
also Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones, Sala, and very cool character there.
Yeah.
And he absolutely just really enjoys himself.
He does. What a panel to start the weekend.
Yeah,
he was amazing and so smart and just like entertaining. I leaned over just after a couple minutes. I was like, wow, you could tell this guy has spent a lot of time as a stage actor,
because
basically he just commands and not by doing anything like over the top. He's just like, every time he talks or every time he moves, he just like commands attention.
And he was pacing the stage and like, it felt almost like Shakespearean projection.
And he's
done a lot of Shakespeare. I mean, the accent doesn't hurt that as well, but
he makes fun of that too. Yeah. Though, to be fair.
But yeah, no, that was very enjoyable. And you can tell that he's into it. It's not a chore for him. He enjoys it. So
yeah,
that's I always like that, because some of them, and fair enough, I don't think I would like doing it, but some of them it is a chore for.
Yeah, even if they say it's not, you can tell, like, oh yeah, but I'm here, but whatever.
Well, and they might understand that the fans make them able to live in the lifestyle which they've become accustomed, but they don't like being on stage or whatever,
yeah,
and that's
fine.
Fair enough.
But it is enjoyable as a fan to watch one that commands. And it's not always the ones that you may or may not be looking most forward to. Like this one, I was like looking forward to seeing him, but man, just like knocked it out of the park, basically. I was just like so impressed watching that one. And I just said, man, if that's what we're starting with, what are these other panels going to be like? Because it was quite a celebrity light year this year.
Yeah, it was a little thin. Their biggest announcement was they had most of the Scream cast there.
Yeah.
The big main ones. And that was pretty cool, but I think there was too many on stage.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Ensemble groups are hard to do.
And two of them very gregarious and took up a lot of the oxygen I don't know, it didn't
it probably would have been better if it had just been those two doing it.
Probably would have been,
because it would have
fun.
Been less awkward so I was really looking forward to that one, for example, because we just watched all the Scream movies
in
the summer,
and it's a great franchise,
and
it's
so good. And we were talking about, of course, the joke being like from the movie, what's your favorite scary movie? And I said, actually, I think mine is Scream now. As a whole series, at least. I'd have to think about it, but I think it's a series.
Well, you like the smartness of it, because it's like a commentary on the genre while being in the genre.
Yeah, I love it. I love anything that's super meta.
The whole
right?
meta thing,
so,
yeah. And it's just good.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
So I really liked that. So I was really looking forward to it. And it wasn't like...
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
There was
I wasn't
some,
like disappointed, there, but
there
it was like...
It was entertaining. A lot of them were quiet. And I think the best part was when they finally got the guy who actually wore the Ghostface costume.
Yes, in the first movie.
He's in a couple of them at least. But he's like the stunt man that was under the costume for most of the kill scenes or whatever, right? And hearing him talk was probably the best part of it, but they was like pulling teeth to get anyone else to talk except Matthew Lillard. And Skeet Ulrich was the other one who they were having fun, and
they were having fun,
and they were entertaining,
and
but
they played off each other really well. But
you can tell they do it a lot.
Yes,
as well.
Totally.
Yeah.
But everyone else was just kind of like
quiet.
Which is too bad. It was almost like we've been to them before where they don't take audience questions.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't have.
No, they could have just had it kind of planned out and whatever.
Yeah, because when the commentator was asking, was the one who was pulling from the other ones, that was way better. But every time you went to go ask something from the audience, it was, "Hey, Matthew Lillard." Hey, right? Like it was, who's granted probably, and was the most outgoing and everything like that. So, like, I get it, but at the same time, it's like, I want to hear the panel of all of them talk.
Yeah.
Right? So, there was another big group one, but they were Saturday. Was there anything else on Friday that really stands out to you as being like, or are you just like Yay Tattoo?
I don't remember what else was on Friday, to be honest with you. I remember John Rhys Davies, and that was awesome. So there you go.
Oh, speaking of voice actors from the
So that was the other big Friday panel, which might have flown under the radar for some people, but I was pretty excited for it.
That was also Friday. Guy from Baldur's Gate.
So yeah, we had an early voice actor extravaganza on the Friday.
Both very enjoyable.
So that was Neil Newbaum was the Baldur's Gate guy.
Yes.
Cameron Monaghan.
I think so.
Anyway, he's the voice and mocap for Cal Kestis in the Jedi games.
Right.
As well as from the Gotham series, he was like the kind of Joker character.
Yeah, Monaghan. Cameron Riley Monaghan.
Okay. And he I was looking forward to that one, and he was quite interesting, like very thoughtful kind of guy. You could tell that maybe being on stage wasn't his favorite, but he was well practiced and well thought out in his answers.
Yeah, he was enjoyable to listen to.
Uh-huh.
I almost feel like he might have been better in one of the smaller rooms.
Yeah, maybe, but like,
but he also filled the seats.
It was full, so you can't.
Yeah,
you can't do it.
Just because it seemed like you said, he wasn't like, I don't know how comfortable he was being on stage was the only reason I'm saying that. But he was. We mentioned before about like when you can tell they're not like it's not their favorite thing being there. It wasn't like that at all. It was mostly like, oh man, I got to talk on a big stage right now.
Yeah,
that's different than
yeah.
It was like nerves, basically. Mm-hmm. Not as nervous as someone we saw on Sunday, mind you. But yeah, he was really good, and this was like selling me on the voice acting panels for sure. Between him and what's the Baldur's Gate guy's name?
Neil Newbaum.
Man, a lot. That one, he had no problem being on stage.
No. Very. Very gregarious fella.
Yes.
Fantastic
to listen to. I really enjoyed that one. And watch. Like, it's just, yeah. It makes me, you said I should watch it because it's going to make me want to play Baldur's Gate more.
Well, it's on the list.
Yes, it is.
They're having shipping delays. I have the physical edition on order, and they've had production delays, so.
Well, to be fair, we don't have time to play it right now anyway,
no.
So.
No, and that's going to take some time.
Yeah, but it'll be fun. Yeah.
I'm very much looking forward to it.
And then the other thing we went to was not really a panel so much as like a workshop. Well, I guess it was, I don't know, like an information session on the Friday. As we went, there was I don't know if she's independent, but like an author who.
Yeah, I think independent.
Independent, yeah. I bought one of her books at the thing, and we had been looking at the list of stuff in the smaller rooms, and we're like, oh, that looks interesting. And it was food, like what you would have at dinner parties and food and things like that.
Planning a dinner party for like Regency era.
Yeah.
Or even earlier. Like.
Yeah, so my Jane Austen loving heart was very happy with that. And you could tell she liked talking about what she knew about. And so, yeah, we went to that. We were peasants. We had a lot of bread and beer, apparently.
Yeah.
And some cider.
I was okay with the beer.
Yeah. So, yeah, she's talked you through, like, what the different process of all of that would be. And yeah, that was the and, Friday.
Like, common recipes, some very surprising, like almost modern sounding. Mm-hmm.
I would be most interested in having their version of cheesecake.
That was weird.
Sounds amazing. She said it's closer to like baked brie than it is what we'd think cheesecake. And I'm like, sold. Like, okay.
Like, I'd probably like that better because it's actual cheese rather than
yeah, you don't like
sugar
the, like...
trying with cream cheese in it. Like,
yum,
anyway.
Yum, yum, yum.
Okay.
So anyway, that was fun. And yeah, then we had Saturday. And Saturday was... Even though the Cal Kestis kind of panel was the day before, Saturday was unofficial Star Wars Day. Because we opened with the Clone Wars panel.
Mm-hmm.
And that was great.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I liked it a lot. And you could tell they played off each other quite well, but they didn't, like, try and outdo each other or outshine each other or anything like that. So you could tell they've been working together... Mostly just the two of them for a very long time. And so Ashley Eckstein plays the voice of Ahsoka, and she was with, don't remember his name.
D
something. Howard? No.
No. D, I don't know. He does a lot of voices.
Yes. So he was being billed as being voice of a Captain Rex, but he does all the clones.
He does all the clones, including all the ones from the Bad Batch, who have quite different voices, actually.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of the clones, they just have your Australian accent.
D. Bradley Baker.
That's what it is. Yeah, I knew it was like it was an alliteration name, and I couldn't.
Yeah,
it wasn't
Bradley
quite,
Baker.
It wasn't quite coming to me. He could be a Marvel superhero with a name like right? Bradley Baker.
Bradley Baker.
Anyway, they would have spent a lot of time because, of course, Ahsoka spends a lot of time with the clones, talking to the clones, so they would know each other pretty well, and yeah, that was a good panel.
Would you like to hear everything that Dee Bradley Baker voices?
Maybe do we have time?
Okay, not everything. How about just the big ones?
Okay.
Okay. So besides all the clones,
uh-huh.
He does Perry the Platypus on Phineas and Ferb and a bunch of other random voices.
Yeah.
He does, he is in Monsters at Work. He is in, well, and of course, The Bad Batch. He is in the Super Kitties. He is in all the, like, basically any Disney Channel animated movie he does right now. Mickey Mouse Funhouse. He's in SpongeBob SquarePants. He is also Klaus in American Dad. Yeah. But yeah, fun. And he's also, Avatar, The Last Airbender.
He's all over the place.
He does a bunch of stuff in Family Guy, like a bunch of random ones.
So he's in with the Fox adult animation. He's in Nickelodeon, and he's in Disney.
Yeah,
like, I think that's pretty
the
much the
he
gamut
does,
of.
He does. So voice I acting. Guess more than anything is what is he in? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. So,
and a very talented. Very
oh,
talented.
Man. Yeah. So he was just. I'll listen to any panel he's in. And very, like, unassuming about it, right? He's just funny and just does voices, and he's great. But, yeah, I've learned a lot, and that was enjoyable. Also, we dressed like Star Wars. You were in full robes.
Yeah.
I was not. I was Ahsoka. But I was, like, modern kind of Ahsoka.
It was more of a bounding
yeah,
that you
it's
did.
Yeah, Ahsoka inspired.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You had your ears from the parks.
Yes.
And
I saw a couple pairs of those ears.
Yeah.
Around. And the other Ahsoka ears that are like the new ones. But yes, I had the big headpiece ones and just an orange shirt. And I had made jeans. And one side has the white painted pattern. And the other side says kind of in graffiti, I am no Jedi. We also bought mystery boxes. You bought a Mandalorian one, and I bought an Ahsoka one. And your mom bought a Chewbacca one, and your dad bought Jurassic Park. But there was a bunch of Ahsoka stuff in it, so I wore a lot of the stuff as well. Including I brought my new Ahsoka Nuimo that I bought at Disneyland the last time I was there. So yes, that was a good panel. We had...
Yeah, we had the animated Ahsoka, and then we had actors from the live-action Ahsoka that day. That was kind of why it was unofficial Star Wars Day, I would say. And then the Scream panel kind of closed it out, right?
No, Scream panel was the day before.
Oh, it was on Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. No, the big group one was in the middle of the day, Letterkenny, which probably should have been an evening one.
Probably. It was definitely not an all-ages show, but it still was, because the...
Surprise!
Children learn some things.
They were a huge group, but they were entertaining. And they, like, a couple were a little quieter, but they all still talked to each other. It wasn't just, like, two people talking to each other while the rest sat there. It was, like... It was entertaining, even if you didn't watch Letterkenny.
Yeah.
Would have been funny, as long as you didn't mind the language.
Right. A little blue humor going on, but you can tell that they were a comedy ensemble that is used to improving and throwing it off of each other kind of thing. So it worked out pretty well, and I'm pretty sure none of them are actually acting, because...
No, like, the one guy wears a wig, Brandon.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay. They seemed a lot like their characters. And I'm sure they're playing that up a little bit, too. But
yeah.
It was pretty good.
You could tell they just have fun. Yeah. They're like, man, can you believe we get paid for this?
Yeah.
Like,
and if you don't know what Letterkenny is, it's...
very Canadian.
It's very Canadian, but it is pretty popular in the States for a little small indie Canadian show that was started on CTV and
started on YouTube technically.
Well, yes, started on, it was YouTube shorts that they kind of picked up and got the guys to make a whole show out of it, and now it's getting a little more popular. The thing with, like, streaming services is they can get Canadian shows cheap.
Well,
and it's led to some of them getting pretty popular. Like Schitt's Creek
is the most
famous example of that. Obviously, it was on CBC for years, and then towards the end of its run, it got picked up by streaming services and started getting, like, super popular in the States, and that's when it started winning awards and stuff because people knew about it.
And people have been like, it's been around forever.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny because they had a guy who kept saying, he's like, I'm American, so you have to explain some of the stuff to me.
The moderator.
Yeah. And the most Canadian story of it getting picked up, they're like, well, you know, we played hockey together. And so the guy asked me if I wanted to come out. And I was like, wow, yeah, okay. I also played hockey with him. Yeah. Like, it was very much like that. And so that was funny. Also on official Star Wars Day, Gina Carano's panel was Saturday.
Yes, which was interesting. This convention company has been inviting her to various conventions across the country. Because there's several in Canada, and they do some in the States as well. But very controversial that they would be inviting her. If you look at their Instagram pages, a lot of negative comments and stuff. Whatever. The panel itself was fine. She's not the smartest individual in the world, so.
Yeah, and I mean, the moderator was very positive. I was a little concerned about some of the Q&A stuff, but most people were pretty positive. She wasn't necessarily very... No, she sounded positive, but kept trying to get controversial, but, like, in a very positive way. And
yeah,
I don't know. It was uncomfortable for me.
You basically, what I would say is you can tell that she used to get punched in the head for a living. She's just not the most intelligent person in the world.
It was kind of... This is the only one. I'm not mad I went, but I was, like... I felt insulted that she was, like, the way she was talking. I was really hoping that she just, like, talk about making the movie she made and stuff like that. But that's not what happened. So
yeah, you are right. She tried to sound positive, but the whole time was like kind of playing a victim card, and
and also being kind of awkward and very contradictory in everything she said. Like, she'd say one thing and then say the exact opposite right after. And I had a really hard time listening to hers and without being like scowly or something. Cause like,
I just rolled my eyes.
I know. But like, whatever. So anyway, but the other one is, we had one more panel that day. Yes. I think there are second last one. We did three more things that day. We had, again, someone who was in tons of stuff, and I said I was surprised she didn't show up for Scream.
Well, Scream was overloaded, so.
But a woman, again, who played tons and tons of stuff is Laurie Metcalf.
Right. And probably most well known for her role in Roseanne. She's the aunt on that. Not that I watched that a ton, but it was a very popular show. And the reboot / spinoff is still on the air. Whatever. For Scream, she was the killer in the second movie,
which I really liked her one. She also, I know you don't like Big Bang Theory, but she plays Sheldon's mom in the Big Bang Theory. And what's interesting is in the spinoff, young Sheldon, her daughter plays his mom, which is, I like that little nod there. But she's been in a lot of stuff, actually. And again, also on stage a lot. And I enjoyed her panel. Like, I was just kind of like, oh, she's here, whatever.
Yeah, and she won a Tony for the stage version of Misery, I believe.
Yep.
And that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. That was very, like,
I didn't know that they had a stage version of Misery.
No, but now I want to watch it.
But listening to her describe it sounds wonderful. Like,
yeah, the way that she's even talked about the way the set was done
That's a very cool Stephen King story, mm-hmm. so I very much enjoy.
Maybe that should be my Stephen King read this coming fall. I try and read a Stephen King book every fall.
It's a Stephen King, but I don't know if it has to be a fall. Like, it's not spooky.
No, I know, but I just always try and read a Stephen King every fall. Although every year I'm also like, I should read Carrie because it was the first one and I still haven't, so. Maybe I'll read it over the summer instead. And she said Bruce Willis played opposite her.
He was the writer.
Man, I should watch, like, what if we find a recording of that or something? That sounds great.
Probably not.
No. And then the other thing that we did two more things, not really panels, but they did the cosplay.
That was on
Saturday.
Late Saturday, yeah.
That was the last thing on the main stage on Saturday, yeah. And that was really cool. And then we went to an improv thing, which was super fun.
They have a kind of a nerdy improv troupe that is there every year. And this set was 90s themed in honor of X-Men 97, so.
I particularly enjoyed when they were like, a 90s movie you wished ended a different way. And I went, Titanic!
Yeah.
And they're like, hold on, we fixed it. The one guy laid down. He's like, let me move over here.
Two doors.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, improv is fun, and nerdy improv is also fun. But the cosplay was incredible. Like,
oh, that was so cool to watch.
The pro cosplayers are very,
like, that's, it was crazy cool.
It's art, is what it is. Yeah. Like, it's just the type of art that they happen to wear.
Oh, man. And, so, like, the creativity and attention to detail. And some of them were, like, they also gave an award for, like, the most sustainable one. And, like, it's very cool. And then the last day was unofficial Marvel Day, I guess. Because you were President Loki.
Yeah.
And I was Miss Minutes. And your parents were variants. and we opened with my favorite panel of the entire weekend. Jodie Benson was there. And Jodie Benson is the voice of the Little Mermaid. In, like, everything, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, literally everything.
Oh. It's, like, every toy or, like, any licensed Little Mermaid thing. She is Little Mermaid. And there is another person who's just like, this is my character, and it's brought me, you know, fame and money and everything like that. So that is, I'm embracing it wholeheartedly. And she does a lot of stage work too, which is cool.
Or did.
Mm-hmm.
Kinda. She was, got her big break with Little Mermaid and kind of embraced that. And then basically was semi-retired to homeschool her daughter. So but was able to do Little Mermaid stuff throughout.
Exactly.
And kind of worked out for her, I guess. Super cool. Like, I don't know.
And she sounds like a Disney princess. Especially when at the end, she kicked the moderator off and stood up and sang Part of Your World. And I only cried a little bit. Are we all impressed I didn't bawl my eyes out?
A little bit. Mostly. But yeah, no, that was pretty cool.
I have like 900 pictures. I'm kind of going through my pictures to keep track of who all was which day. And I have like 900 pictures of her. I'm not going to lie. And then we went from, we had two pretty emotional panels back to back for different reasons. Mm-hmm. Because then we went to the big stage. And there was very first convention ever, Elliot Page.
Mm-hmm. Which surprised the heck out of me.
Yep.
But I guess he's kind of a big actor and mm-hmm. been in a lot of stuff. So I was kind of surprised about that, especially with the Umbrella Academy being such a big genre show. But I don't know, whatever. But yeah, kind of a heavy panel. There was a lot of talk about gender and, mm-hmm. and things like that, as
and mental health
and yeah. mental health and stuff. He's got a book, kind of memoir mm-hmm. out right now about that, and it was good dialogue, and
it was so he was the one that I said, like, you could tell what was happy to be there and everything, but so nervous, like was literally shaking a couple mm-hmm. times and got choked up a few times. Like, some of the Q&A was like emotional,
yeah,
and some of it was like, tell me about making this or
yeah
that, or...
So yeah, you had your typical questions about making various things, and then you had people coming up there and saying how inspiring his story is, and like
yeah.
helping me with my journey and stuff
or
like that. It's like
the
ah.
one who was like the dad who was like talking, is like, you're helping my son and everything like that.
Yeah.
And Paige needed to take a minute and be like, yeah. So that was like two emotional in different ways panels back to back, and his was an amazing panel, but like not exactly like a fun one or anything like that, but just like really good.
Yeah. Made the news because he called out the Alberta government's policies as well, so.
Good job, Paige. Yep. I have, yeah, anyway. Yeah. But he was asked. He wasn't like...
No, it wasn't...
He didn't get on the soapbox.
He didn't, yeah, it wasn't a soapbox thing. He asked a direct question.
What do you think about Key's policies?
Gave his opinion and...
He's like, well...
And yeah, it was in the news, so.
Was it actually?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me. Yeah. Well, I didn't see that, but I also don't pay attention to that kind of... Yeah. Well, yeah, it was really, really good. And, again, lots of cool information, though, also about, like, the Umbrella Academy, as well as some of his other works as well. Very cool. And, like, including Inception. And then we watched medieval sword fighting, basically.
That was very cool. Full contact. Mm-hmm. They're in full plate mail, and then they kind of beat the crap out of each other.
Yeah. Then we did that the Odd Parents voice panel, and that was about it for us.
Yeah. Then we had to go home.
Sad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I said I almost wanted to stay and watch another improv thing, but that would have been
it's
a very
late
night home.
Yeah. With the driving and stuff, but no, it was a good weekend.
Yeah,
and
I loved your President Loki outfit, by the way. I loved all your outfits, quite frankly.
Turned out pretty good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite?
Favorite?
Outfit.
Outfit?
Mm-hmm.
I liked being Loki, for mm-hmm. sure. But Ken was pretty good, too.
Mm-hmm.
The Jedi robes are just fine. Like, yeah.
But you gotta be a Jedi.
Yeah.
But I know it's not like... like a weird thing. It's
no,
like, yeah.
It's simple and whatever. It would be fun to wear robes on like a Star Wars night at Disneyland mm-hmm. or something. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know.
What was your favorite panel or one of your favorite panels?
Probably John Rhys Davies, because I was looking forward to it, but it was even better than I was mm-hmm. expecting. Yeah, he seems like a cool dude.
Yeah, so cool. I was very pleasantly surprised by him. Anything to add about any of that?
No.
Okay. So I had in here that we were going to also be talking about Star Wars stuff.
Well, we can do that quickly. There's that, like I was saying before, it's, they made a big deal about it, But then they kind of forgot to follow through on that, is what I...
Is how you feel?
Is kind of how I feel. Like, they have the Hyperspace Mountain overlay, and they have a couple popcorn buckets, and they have a little bit of merch, and a little bit of food, and then it's Pixar Fest instead, like...
Yeah, when I first did it, it really felt to me like... Star Wars was going to be Disneyland and Pixar was going to be DCA, and I was like, that's a great way to do it. So let me run down all the information here. Season of the Force is April 5th to June 2nd. So we have a little bit more than a month left. And yeah, like you said, Hyperspace Mountain is back. I did ride it. It is awesome. I'm excited to go on that again. The Star Tours has new additions inspired by Ahsoka, Andor, and The Mandalorian. Basically, and they're mostly the transmissions. There's a new destination, but yeah, the transmissions. And you are correct. I looked it up and it was opening weekend. They made sure all flights went to the new destination.
Yeah, I makes sense.
They have a game called Seek and Find. During the reign of the Galactic Empire, the Rebel Alliance set up a makeshift way stop on Batuu. Basically, you head to Star Trader in Tomorrowland, pick up a map. Then there are 6 coded cylinders all around Galaxy's Edge. Using the map, you take note of the symbols, you go back to Tomorrowland, locate the decoder signs, use the symbols to decipher the letters, and you get, like, a little keepsake toy thing. Like, not a toy,
it's a
little thing.
It's a trading card. Yeah.
They also have Fire of the Rising Moon, so we talked about this before, and that's the Star Wars fireworks. Now, that's not every night, and it's not even every night they have fireworks. So, like, you have to look up and figure out when they do Fire of the Rising Moons at Galaxy's Edge. They're going to do it once while we're there, weather permitting. And then, yeah, and then there's some food.
Okay, what's the best food item?
Let's see. Some of the stuff they brought back. So, like, we had, you like blue milk?
Yeah.
I like green milk.
Mm-hmm.
And before they had that swirl one.
With the tahine in it.
And that, so they brought that one back, for example.
I didn't even know that was gone. No, I didn't know that was gone either. So that, whatever. No, I want.
Best, probably.
The bows, maybe?
I'm thinking it's going to be, although some of the new drinks at Oga's look pretty good. I think either of the two docking bay 7 things, the fried chicken bows or the dewback chili noodles.
Those both sound pretty good.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to go to docking bay 7.
I think so too. Apparently they used to have the chili noodles and brought them back. I think I saw that they were, I'm not 100% sure on this because I'm just trying to go by memory. I think I saw that they were a Star Wars night one night
thing and they brought them
for the season. And maybe they were previous.
So, yeah, they also have had Star Wars nights during this time, and then they would have special food for that as well, but we don't really care because we're not going.
No. Did you know, how I said something has katsu on it? It's the fried chicken bows. Covered with spicy katsu.
Chicken katsu is good.
The sauce, I mean. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And creamy slaw on top of that. The dewback chili noodles, a spiced fettuccine with ginger ground pork.
So... We've never actually eaten at Docking Bay 7.
I had coffee there once.
We had coffee and just kind of sat and looked around, but I think we'll have to go and get those things.
Yeah, so basically...
In between getting Pixar Fest food, which is part of the problem. Yeah. Anyway, whatever.
They have new food. I'm not going to go through all the food, but they have new food at Docking Bay 7, Galactic Grill, Kat Saka's Kettle, which actually...
The popcorn place.
That's popcorn, but it's like they have a drink there, which is what I want. It's a horchata topped with cold brew. And it looks very Star Wars-y.
Probably too spicy for me, yeah.
And then at Oga's, and then they have a few things at, like, the hotels and stuff like that, and the novelties.
Yeah, fairly minimal.
Yeah.
It's being overshadowed by Pixar Fest, which
is too bad.
Pixar Fest looks very cool.
Yeah, but they should have really let Star Wars
breathe, whatever.
Do Pixar Fest, like, June, July, August, or...
Just the tail.
Overlap a couple weeks or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, and I also get, I was reading it said Star Wars should have been more like teen adult, and Pixar, a lot of it is geared towards very young, but they didn't really like focus one or the other, and which is fine, except then it just, I don't know. I'm very excited we're going to be there for Star Wars anyway, even if it's, I buy a new popcorn bucket. I don't care. Also, I was there on the opening night of this, or opening day of it, which should have been the really big one, and the weather was terrible, so that didn't help.
Yeah, I mean, you can't control the weather, and one of the big things is the fireworks, and you can't do that if the weather's
exactly.
bad.
Exactly, yeah. What of all that are you most excited for, even though you're kind of like, meh?
I think the Docking Bay 7.
Fair enough.
Food, but I am excited to try Hyperspace Mountain because I haven't. They've done overlays on Space Mountain before, and I've never seen one. So
this was the first time I had, and I was kind of like, I like Space Mountain. I don't know, but yeah, I like it a lot.
That's cool. Well, whatever.
Yep, soon. Well, that's our show this week. Thank you, Elmuel, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. Also, I updated it again.
Update.
Yeah, I have, it's organized again because we have our list of most popular episodes kind of shifted around. So I updated that. And of course, we have more Blind Date with Disney's to up, like, and all of that is now organized again. If you go into episodes, new listeners start here, you can see it that way.
I'm glad you do it because I'm not an organized person.
Yeah, it's not like 100% up to date all the time because of course that changes all the
it's
time.
It's manual, yeah.
Yeah, but it does. I try.
Good job.
You can also find us through our website. That's also how you email us. You can find links to our Instagram, Facebook, and X, formerly Twitter, as well as YouTube. You can listen to Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A.
I got an email that they're shutting down Google Podcasts, so if that's your favorite podcast streaming platform, find a new one.
Oh, and also, I got an email that we can now put ours directly on YouTube Music.
That's probably why they're shutting down the Google one.
I was just thinking that. Amalgamating.
Google owns YouTube, obviously. Yeah.
Makes sense. Mm. Next episode, we are going to be talking about the status of the MCU, including Marvel's, looking at outlines of schedules and everything like that. And, yeah, we have a trip we're also going to be going on very soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Disney. Yay, Disney.
Okay. I thought you were continuing. That's why I was quiet. I'm confused.
Okay. So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Food
okay, hold
item.
On, my link isn't working for some reason.
Oh, you're not working for some reason.